Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the first day of June, Year of the Lord 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. This is becoming ever more important. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge with us one morning, just send me an email. Please put pledge in the subject line. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day begins with the following. If you live in an urban, suburban area, please be sure you have an evacuation plan in place. We'll be talking more about why during the show, but that's the first part of the expanded prepper tip of the day. The Chinese flu is still an issue. That's why you need On Guard, the proprietary blend from doTERRA that was used to help with the bubonic plague in Europe centuries ago. It does work. I use mine every day. And last but not least, yes, everybody wants a Berkey filter at the same time. No, we can't promise delivery in less than 8 weeks, possibly longer. I have to tell you, possibly longer. We do have Berkey water filters and doTERRA products at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're deviating slightly from our normal programming today, given the national crisis that we're facing. But this is Firearms Monday. And we have Sam Andrews with Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there, beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. If you need advice, you need a custom rifle built, you need any kind of help with rifle, shotguns, pistols, give Sam a call at 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. I told you off air that I wanted to begin with reading the last paragraph. It's just 2 or 3 sentences. I published a memorandum on my website the 5th of July, so not quite a year ago, close to it, only 2 pages. And on my website, it's in red letters, says the coming Civil War. So here's the last paragraph. What the mainstream media will report as, quote-unquote, spontaneous riots will actually be pre-planned, orchestrated events. The goal of these events will be to create anger, animus, distrust, and envy to the point that it takes on a life of its own, becoming self-sustaining in the absence of paid professionals stirring the pot. Of course, our organized, trained, equipped, and well-funded enemies, MS-13, street gangs, jihadists, Spetsnaz, communist cadres, Soros-funded protesters, rioters, will be behind the scenes doing their dirty deeds. That's what I wrote, Sam, 11 months ago, hoping it wouldn't be true, but now it has become reality. Over the weekend, we had rioting in 140 American cities, some far worse than others, including a 200-year-old church being burned right across the street from the White House, sir. Your response?
Well, I think we're where we are at in this country today because we have forgotten about individual accountability. The police have stopped holding corrupt policemen accountable. The politicians have stopped holding corrupt politicians accountable. We are not holding these arsonists and looters accountable. We're letting them run wild in the streets. We've become so tribalistic as a society that we've lost our ability to discern between right and wrong, and between individual actions as being sinful or wrong or destructive, or being good or positive or constructive. And until we get rid of this tribalistic attitude, Republicans, Democrats, back the blue, all police are effed up, you know, pick your side, pick your tribe. This insanity has really disappointed me in this country. And there are forces, and wealthy, financially highly backed forces, that are funding a lot of this disruption. And the small businessman, the American taxpayer, the small businesswoman, the American taxpayer, is taking the brunt of not only the COVID attack of our politicians on our economy and small businesses, but they're now taking the brunt of the destruction from these arsonists and looters, and the lack of ability of police to protect anything, including their own patrol cars or police stations. I was in an argument on Facebook with Cindy O'Loughlin, probably one of the three most conservative politicians in the state of Missouri. And she was talking about how we trust the police to protect us and our neighborhoods. And I told her, I said, Cindy, no, we don't trust the police to protect our neighborhoods and our property and our families. We do not trust the police. Only a fool would trust the police to protect anything. They can't protect their own patrol cars and their own precincts. How are they going to have the manpower to protect something as big as the communities in the United States of America? And if this last weekend in Ferguson, and I don't know how many other situations, have proven anything, it's that the police can't protect anything, much less themselves.
Well, sir, there were some caveats here. My understanding...
In what way?
Well, in Minneapolis, for example, the police were at the precinct that was attacked and destroyed. The police were there protecting it until the curfew, and then they abandoned their own precinct, and then, of course, it was destroyed. What we're seeing is the police are under orders in Democratic-held strongholds to not do the right thing and not protect themselves, control what's going on. So there are some caveats there, and it all comes down to leadership. Police departments are paramilitary organizations with a chain of command, and if the mayor in charge of the police chief orders them to stand down, and which happened in Baltimore famously a couple of years ago, they will stand down. We saw it in Ferguson. The first night the Highway Patrol was put in charge, the police were gone from the streets of Ferguson. You were there later on. And when they abandoned their post under direction, the city burned. So there are some caveats, sir.
Well, John, there I was watching live feeds from my friends who were protesters, you know, and They've got cameras running around. There's police all over the place. And they didn't abandon the precinct. The precinct was overwhelmed. They ran because they were overwhelmed. The Karachi rule was in effect, and this order to abandon was just something to cover the situation and not let the people think they have more power than the police. The facts are this. The police are outnumbered 2,000 to 1 on the streets. 2,000 to 1, John. They have no ability to protect anything. They weren't ordered to abandon their police cars. They were surrounded by 500 angry people that smashed the windows, chased the policeman out of the car, and lit it on fire. The Karachi rule is in effect. The asymmetrical nature of the situation and the fact that we have a very small number of police and National Guard means the police and the National Guard don't stand a chance against the people when a small, small percentage of the people are angry. And see, this is the thing that nobody wants to acknowledge. They don't want to acknowledge, the government doesn't want to acknowledge that they don't have a monopoly on power, because then they can't manipulate everybody. And these criminals take advantage of the monopoly on power. They hide amongst legitimate protesters, and they do the arson and loot thing and enrich themselves and chase their political agenda. I was in Ferguson for 3 weeks. I saw the whole thing play out. There were 3,000 legitimate protesters and 200 to 300 arsonists and looters that hid amongst them. There were over 800 National Guard and policemen deployed to that situation, and they surrounded the firehouse, the police station, and the city hall and protected nothing else because they had no ability to protect anything else.
Right. And, of course, the National Guard was activated and kept in a safe location away from all that, not even you.
No, the National Guard was there. They didn't have all three MP units in Ferguson. They had one they kept at the airport. They had one that was split between downtown and Clayton. And they had one that was deployed in Ferguson. But the bottom line is the police can't protect you. They're not going to protect you. They have no ability to protect you. They have no desire to protect you. The politicians will not order them to protect you.
I absolutely agree with that. I have something here, maybe a heads up for you, Sam, and I'm sure everybody else. This is on St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department letterhead. Officer safety alert. Sunday, May 31st, yesterday morning at 1:04 hours, that'd be 4 minutes after 1 a.m., Southside Guns and Ammo located at 8101 Gravois in Afton, Missouri, was, they say, burglarized. It was robbed because there was return fire from inside the premises. 10 black males in 3 vehicles broke into the place. Shots were fired, which tells me that there was somebody on the premises. And 2 long arms and 31 handguns were stolen. All 10 black males exited the area in their 3 vehicles. And there's surveillance video available to police agencies that want to review them. So that happened just a little more than 24 hours ago.
I know the owner of Southside Pawn and Gun very well. My company has built them and sold them AR-15 weapons to sell, and I've built several custom ARs, including a 260 AR-10 for the owner, which he proudly displayed on the wall. I hope they didn't steal that gun from him. But, yeah, that's a horrible situation, and I expect those situations to continue.
Roger that.
And that just reinforces my point. The police cannot protect you. People, wake up. The police have no ability to protect you. As a matter of fact, the worse things get as this thing devolves and gets worse and worse, and it will get worse this summer than it is now.
Oh, yes.
The thing that you have to understand is the worse it gets, the more likely a policeman is to abandon his job and go and protect his family.
Roger that.
He's not going to protect you or your family or your business. Don't even dream about a police officer protecting you, your family, your home, or your business. That is a pipe dream. That is not going to happen in America in 2020. Don't for a second believe any politician that says they're going to offer you protection. These people can't even protect their own patrol cars.
Something we need to keep emphasizing, and this would be a good point to do it, Sam. Your homeowner's insurance, your business insurance, your automobile insurance evaporates if there's any damage because of civil disorder. There is none. Everything, it's gone. But your mortgage doesn't go away. The car payments don't go away. Two friends of mine, they were reporting also from Ferguson while you were up there. They both, their families, and they lived in Ferguson. Both men evacuated their families. Both men stayed to protect the main family asset, the home itself. My one friend, he is a former Marine. He collects Mauser bolt action rifles. He had about 10 or 12 of them, and he distributed these rifles to trusted male neighbors in his neighborhood in Ferguson, along with ammunition and some minimal training, so that they could stand watch and protect their family assets. And nothing happened in that particular neighborhood in Ferguson, by the way.
Yeah, it's just, it's a situation where people have been lulled into a false belief system. And if you think that the police are going to protect you, you need to go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, because you're not thinking straight. You're not paying attention to what's actually going on. And let me tell you something. The chickens are coming home to roost. I'll read you a statement this woman, Sally Weber, wrote me. Not all police departments operate the same. Some are corrupt. This is her quoting me. That's a statement that I made.
Right.
One bad cop doesn't identify an entire department. So I have a question for Sally Weber, okay, who's obviously taken a very shallow look at the problem. Okay. If you have a cop like this guy who kneeled on Floyd's neck and killed him, which he did, and he stayed there for 7 minutes, you have a cop that's dirty, that's had over 19 complaints, formal complaints written against him for excessive use of force, and the police agency that he works for doesn't remove him, doesn't strip him of his badge and his gun and send him packing. What does that make the police officers that stand around and watch him murder someone and do nothing? What does that make his sergeant? Does that make him corrupt? I say it does. I say if you can't police your own in your department, you're corrupt, and you have absolutely no right or no authority to police our society, our neighborhoods, or our communities. And the police better clean up their act, or these Antifa groups and these psychotic, sociopathic groups of arsonists and looters are going to destroy the cities of the United States of America. Don't give them the excuse to do the arson and loot thing. Don't do it. Clean up your act. Get the bad cops out of your ranks. Stop this code of silence BS and fix the problems in your own department. Take the log out of your own eye before you start working on the specks in other people's eyes. And if we don't do this and clean up our act as policemen, and you know what? I've seen a lot of good cop shops out there. They're managed by chiefs or sheriffs that set boundaries, that are disciplined, that train their men, that don't accept abusive behavior from their officers. Those whole departments are clean. But if you work in a department with 5 to 8 dirty cops, and you don't arrest them when they commit crimes, and you don't turn them in, and you don't get them out of the ranks of the police department that you work in, you're just as dirty as they are. And you need to go, because you have no spine.
I got a follow-up on this, Sam, that I think you and our listeners will appreciate. And we got a break coming up. I'm not going to start the follow-up after the break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on Morgan, Monday, June the 1st. I took delivery of the sheets that my grandson's football team is selling to raise money to get the equipment they need to be safe. Beautiful sheets, luxurious, 1,800 thread count. Help these boys get the equipment they need to be safe on the football field. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. His telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, back in 1986, I had a surveillance city of St. Louis on Page Avenue, just about 2 or 3 blocks from Wellston, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. About 9 a.m., I noticed one house behind where I was sitting on surveillance. Some people parked, and they went to the door of the house, knocked on it. They were there maybe 5 to 7 minutes and left. No big deal. A few minutes later, maybe 8 or 10 or 15 minutes later, another car did the same thing. Another 8 or 10 minutes after that, another car. By the time the fourth car showed up and people were there for 3 to 5 minutes, I started writing down license plates and descriptions and times. Because this is obviously a drug house. I doubt people were stopping by to pick up chocolate chip cookies. At the end of my shift on the surveillance, I called the watch commander of that precinct. I identified myself as a private investigator. I told him what I had, a complete detailed list of all the transactions that took place during that shift that I was on and offered to bring it to the precinct in person. The watch commander told me, oh, that's okay, we're too busy. All our men are out trying to find some guy with a knife that's hurting people. And my response was, you got more than 1,000 officers in the St. Louis Police Department. Nobody's got time to take this evidence, which is clearly evidence of a drug house in operation. No, we don't have time for that. Well, and one last follow-up on that before we move on. I have spent a better part of 2 hours debriefing a retired DEA field agent, the Drug Enforcement Agency. This is the federal agency charged with intercepting drugs. He told me the following, to summarize. John, every drug interdiction operation we did my entire career with the DEA, more than 20 years, every time we got to the third level above the street dealer, the operation was shut down, we were all reassigned. Without exception, that happened every time his entire career with the DEA. Your response, sir. Sam, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Arch your head, go ahead.
I think this is typical. I think that you see situations where the drug task forces, federal, state, and local, are corrupt. There's guys taking kickbacks. You see situations where you just have abusive, psychotic police officers that have never been checked by their own departments. Nobody's ever set a boundary for them. You have HRT at the FBI that has handled all the rendition, the ordered executions by our Select Intelligence Committee, and they've been operating without any significant oversight for the better part of 35, 40 years. I mean, we have lost this principle of our founding fathers where we have checks and balances on power and we have oversight over use of force. And this has cost our society, and it's costing the small businessmen in the United States this past weekend and over the last week. I mean, these things have gone on now for a while, and there's a lot of people angry about it, and there's a lot of people using the situation to further their political agenda and feeding off the anger of other people, and there's people taking advantage of this situation. And, you know, the other thing, that wasn't around in 1968 during the long, hot summer when we had all those riots, was we didn't have people cooped up in their houses quarantining for 2 months before. So there's a lot of pent-up energy and cabin fever, and people are just a little bit off kilter right now in this country because of the virus, and this thing has come at a really opportune time for people that want to get society to explode. I think there's a lot of external factors that are feeding this fire. And there's a lot of things that are happening that people will understand after we've analyzed it,
right,
in hindsight. But right.
There'll be hundreds of books written on what happened this calendar year, hundreds.
Yeah, this year is going to be a mess, and it's going to get worse. And my firearms tip of the week is, if you expect law enforcement over the government to protect you, you probably need to seek psychological help, because it's not going to happen.
Absolutely.
So get yourself a firearm, get some training, and learn how to use it, and learn how to defend your home and your family and your neighborhood. The other thing you might consider as an American is you might consider going outside your house and disobeying the orders to go in your house and start talking to your neighbors about how to organize a group to defend your neighborhood.
Absolutely. We have about an hour break. We've got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Morgan on Monday, the first day of June. The paragraph I read is at my website. It says, you scroll down to the left side of my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't use your search engine. Just put thelibertyman.com right in your browser. Anyway, it says, please download and read immediately in bright red letters. And it says, the possible coming Second American Civil War. I wrote this and published it the fifth day of July last year. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You need better night's sleep, and sleep might be becoming more difficult during these troubling times. The energy cleaner will help you get a really great night's sleep. Even if you only get 5 hours, it'll be a great night's sleep. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. And yes, I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order online using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, all my tools are online, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Although we're not talking that much about firearms, we got some important things to discuss. With Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. The telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, I agree everything you said a moment ago. But in addition, the job of the Drug Enforcement Agency is to preserve the government's monopoly of selling illegal drugs. They smash their competition. That's what the Drug Enforcement Agency does, is smash their competition, preserving the government's monopoly for selling these very harmful, dangerous drugs. Our first caller here is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John and Sam. I was wondering whether Sam had seen any of that information that I shared with you, John, about these bricks being pre-positioned in places and protesters being corralled to these areas to damage infrastructure and whatnot. Some undercover cops being in a car and not disclosing that they're cops. There was other things as far as other situations going on, like Keith Ellison from Minnesota touting Antifa. And the other thing is with the police in that. Now, I have listened to some of the police talking down in Houston, Texas, where the funeral was going to be. They're saying that they totally understand that some of this stuff, as far as the brutality and stuff, they can understand that the demonstrators want to be heard. And they have been instructed to stand down. So I have to say, I disagree about your statement about the National Guard and the police having the ability to protect us to a certain degree. I know that they can't protect us against everybody, but I think that's a wrong message to be sending. And my other comment is, yes, Sam, where were you when all the people in Virginia went to Virginia? I didn't see you there. Why is that?
So, Sam, why didn't you go to Virginia? 1,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't go to Virginia because I was training people on how to defend themselves with firearms. Okay? What did Virginia do? Okay? Are the Virginia people, are they not a sovereign state? Are they not responsible for themselves and to protect themselves and... do they not have a God-given right to redress their grievances with their state government? Why would I triangulate the situation in Virginia? Okay. When things happened in Missouri, I stood up. I was there. Where were you, Elizabeth, when the Ferguson riots were going down and $70 million worth of arson damage was done to my town? Where were you, young lady? So let's get real here. Okay. The police and the National Guard have no ability to protect your home or your family or your business or your neighborhood. Let's look at what they actually do. They actually surround government buildings like police stations and firehouses and city halls and the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis, and they protect government assets. This is what politicians order the National Guard and the police to do when there's riots. They protect the federal banks, the large local banks, and the government buildings. They don't have enough men to protect you, your house, your neighborhood, your small business right next to Walmart. They don't care. They're not going to protect you. And my question is, how many Federal Reserve banks have you seen burnt to the ground in these riots? How many government buildings have you seen burnt to the ground? No, they light churches on fire and they light small businesses on fire because the government protects the big banks and the big government buildings and the big government assets. That's the reality of it. So, Elizabeth, stop smoking, put the crack pipe down, take a real hard look at the facts, and see if you don't come to perhaps a different conclusion than the statements you just made.
There was a city hall that was set on fire, as was CNN. There were some other buildings that were targeted. I'm not saying that you're wrong about everything, Sam. I'm saying that it's wrong to put that kind of message across. Because our police and our National Guard, they're limited in in some capacity as what they're allowed to do or can do. But that doesn't mean that they aren't willing, that there aren't good cops out there or good National Guard people who are capable of helping us. I think it's wrong to tell people that we shouldn't have them help us to a certain degree.
I didn't say that we shouldn't have the National Guard or the police help us. I did not say that all policemen are bad. Elizabeth, I've trained thousands of police officers in my life. I've trained thousands of soldiers in my life. I know for a fact there are great police officers that are great Americans. A lot of them are my personal friends. I know that there are great soldiers and great men and women that are willing to die for their country and for their fellow Americans. Okay? That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. You're twisting what I'm saying and trying to change what I'm saying. And you have no right to tell me not to speak the truth. And the truth is very simply...
I'm not telling you to not speak the truth.
The
I'm
truth
telling you
is very
to not take
simply,
advantage of a situation to make a profit with your selling of your guns, for number one. And number two, you are twisting the truth to a certain degree by leading people to think that all cops and all National Guard are no good.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. You're lying now. Okay, you know, John, if we're going to have people call in and say nutty stuff and lie about what I've said, I don't even want to talk to them. I'll be honest with you.
Then we'll have to move on. Thank you for your call, Elizabeth. Our next caller is Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's been a while since I called in, John, and there's a reason for that. Just in case Sam doesn't know, I'm a veteran, Navy, served during peacetime. My brother, Vietnam, 6971, he drove an ammo truck. My father, World War II, at the end, he was just old enough to go in. My grandfather, his father, entered 2 days after Pearl Harbor. He was 41 years and 9 months. The age cutoff was 42. He was just young enough to go in, and he went in. And my great-great-grandfather, born in Pennsylvania, now John knows that I'm from Missouri, I happen to have been adopted, and I learned these things just 3 years ago about my father's side. My great-great-grandfather, born in 1843, served in 1863, 143rd Regiment out of Luzerne County, was in the Battle of the Wilderness. First day of the battle, he was captured, taken prisoner to Andersonville, Georgia, where he survived 11 months in hell. So I come from a long line of veterans trying to defend the Constitution, the borders, and our families to hopefully have a better way of life. We've been infiltrated, our government, for a long time, very incrementally, very subtle, very chameleon-like. Now, and the reason why, John, I didn't go for that TR3 thing last summer is because I got interrupted. You know, reality can strike.
Right.
Found out my nephew, Dustin, was found on the banks of the James River, just south of Springfield. Who was involved? MS-13. MS-13 exists in Springfield, Missouri, which totally freaking blows my mind. Sheriff Arnott, who's from L.A., is supposed to oversee that kind of thing. The other night I was on the TV, and I don't normally watch TV, but I was summing through the channels, and there was Greene County, Missouri, and they were going after these small guys, you know, that were, you know, maybe had a few drugs on them. Why isn't Arnott going after MS-13? Why aren't they going after the guys that are bringing in the big drug dealers, including fentanyl, which will kill a person quickly? So the thing is, here's the other thing I'd like to say, and maybe you guys are into this or onto it. Many of our police forces in the United States of America are trained, very well trained. They're sponsored by our government and or private entities to go to a certain place over in the Middle East. That would be our bestest buddy ally. That would be the same country that attacked USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. And oh, by the way, John, there's a survivor of that incident. He lives in Stratford. Maybe you've heard of Stratford, Missouri. I don't recall his name right off the top, but he's still living, and he was there. So Yeah, our police forces are being sent over to that same country that destroys Palestinians for seemingly not much reason, except that they're just, you know, going after. I don't know. The Israelis seem to think that they're the stuff. The Mossad, by deception we shall do war. They're over here. This whole thing with Minneapolis, and by the way, either one of you been to Minneapolis? I've been to Minneapolis in 1998.
Many times.
And I walked downtown, went downtown, a nice place, actually, until I came across all these really dark blacks, and I was like, well, who? And I didn't think they're from America, but I've inquired. They were from Somalia. Three 20-story high-rise apartment buildings, which they totally live in. And now my understanding is there's like 140,000 or so Somalis. This whole thing is a setup. This whole thing is a psyop. This whole thing, all right? So, I mean, what's more important?
That's some good comments. Let us respond, please. And we do thank you for your call. That's great. Thank you, Mark. Any follow-up on Mark's comments there, Sam?
No, I think he threw out some true things, and I'm not sure that the attacks are as coordinated as he claims. I think we have multiple entities attacking this country in an uncoordinated way. I don't think it's some giant conspiracy, but he's definitely right about the infiltration of the gangs and about the way our politicians have allowed foreigners to come in. The Chinese are a bigger problem than the Somalis, I'll tell you that. But he didn't bring up the Chinese. But there's a lot there, you know, probably too much for this show. But
right.
I can't say that I disagree with his major points.
Right. Some good major points. And yes, at the top levels, there is coordination between these groups. And coordinating to commit a crime, of course, is a conspiracy. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, I would agree with what you said at the top of the program about people losing sight of, you know, the country losing sight of right and wrong and individual rights and responsibilities. I had done the Pledge of Allegiance with John one day last week, I guess it was, and this idea of being committed to the Republic, there's a big emphasis here on RBN, appropriately so, about the idea that America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy, and you know, when
thank you for that.
To the Republic, that the Republic protects individual rights above the will of the masses, the majority. You know, democracy is two wolves and a sheep going on what's for lunch. So that individual rights thing, certainly the rights of the right to life of George Floyd, you know, were not honored, tread upon. The man was killed. And now we have the protests out. And, you know, the people, the owners, they have rights not to have their stores destroyed because of this. Here in Philly, we're seeing one glimmer of hope. We're seeing a distinction being made even in the major media between the criminality of the looters and the legitimate complaints of the conscientious protesters. And I've seen this several times. And then we're seeing protesters and people going out in the aftermath of after Saturday night. People were going out and helping the store owners to clean up the aftermath of the riotous destruction and looting. And they're saying, and when they interviewed them, they said, well, we know this isn't the way we want it to be. This isn't the way it should be. And so at very least, we're seeing a distinction made between looters and the rioters, and sure, I'm sure provocation agents were involved. I would also say the church we've lost sight of God in this process, not just the lost sight of individual rights and right and wrong, but
yes.
Lost sight of God. And I think it's up to the church to repent. And that's sort of thing we've seen President Trump make it possible for the churches to regather, you know, by allowing the reopening of churches. And we've seen President Trump declare Antifa to be a terrorist organization. And nothing would gratify me more than to see George Soros taken into custody for his support of Antifa. So that's just what's been bouncing around in my mind. Thank God so far I'm able to travel safely to and from work. I work within a few miles of the shopping district in a place called Camp Prussia, PA, that has been ravaged recently. But, you know, thank God this doesn't seem to be bitter racial violence that's spreading out arbitrarily into the residential area. It's mainly confined to the opportunistic criminals who want to break into stores and steal things. And so hopefully the conscientious will prevail, because we are seeing objection, even at grassroots level objection, to the criminality. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Glenn. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Monday. It is Monday, the 1st day of June. Farmers Monday, although we've deviated from our normal programming quite a bit due to the national crisis that is just at the beginning. But if you need a custom rifle built, if you want some help getting the proper optics, getting the best ammunition, just give Sam Enders a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, I absolutely agree with you. We're at the beginning of this crisis. I was telling people at movie night this past Friday, we'll know by the end of the day Sunday where this is going. And by the end of the day yesterday, We had riots to a greater or lesser extent in 140 American cities. You may or may not be aware of this, Sam, but a year ago last month, in May of 2019, there was a meeting in Chicago. The leaders of most countries, I know El Salvador was not there, but most countries south of our border were represented in Chicago. The discussions that took place, our best ability from the NSA, FBI, were not able to intercept the conversations that took place from these national leaders or their representatives. We're pretty sure, however, that the conversations revolved around what's happening right now, which will eventually, the plan, as I understood it a year ago, is for civil disorder to become civil war, which will eventually lead to, once we're weak enough, literal invasion by barefoot peasants from south of our border with AK-47s. Your response, sir?
Well, I think that there are people that would like to see that happen. I don't think it's going to happen. The military is a lot better at sealing off borders than they are protecting towns. See, people, here's the problem with people like Elizabeth. They don't understand the logistics of security. And I remind people, you know, when we guarded Viktor Belenko, we had teams of men to guard this man 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It took 21 men to guard this guy round the clock all year long. And so if you have 1,500 citizens for every police officer and National Guardsman, the National Guard, these police officers, they have to sleep, they have to eat. They're humans, they're not robots. You don't have enough people. America is a huge place. There aren't enough police officers. There aren't enough National Guard. There aren't enough active military. There aren't enough federal police. There aren't enough firemen. You don't have physically enough people to guard everything at the same time. It's impossible. And so to have this tribalistic view like the police can do nothing wrong, and I'm wrong for telling the truth. I think she accused me of telling people that the police can't guard you so I could sell more guns. That's like saying you shouldn't have a fire extinguisher in your home because the fire department will take 9 minutes to get there. I mean, that's just absurd. You should have the ability to defend yourself regardless of what the police or the military are capable of.
Follow up on that. My interviews with Command Sergeant Major Page in Ferguson. St. Louis County Police is a major metropolitan police department. They couldn't feed these men. They couldn't provide proper housing. These guys couldn't even take a shower and shave properly. They couldn't have the logistics to take care of these guys. A major metropolitan police department during the Ferguson riots.
That's right.
They couldn't do it. Here's our break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.